This teaching is from City Church Coventry. You can find us online at www.citychurchcoventry.org.
Wonderful. This morning, I got the privilege of speaking with you guys, and I asked Matthew what parameters I've got, and he simply said, just talk about something that Kerry spoke to us about. And last week, we had a great time just listening to each other about what God is speaking to us. And I shared then, and to be honest with you, I've just been on a whirlwind since then about God speaking to me, about what God is speaking to us as a community. And even this morning, he said this to us. We heard that we want to see Jesus lifted high, lifted up, high and lifted up. That we need to speak back to him. That's what we heard this morning. That his name is like honey. That we are watered by his spirit. That his word is a lamp to our feet. That in every situation, we should seek him. In the low ground, we should pray. In the high ground, we should praise the Lord. And as I am lifted up, I will draw, this is the word that came to us. As I am lifted up, I will draw people to myself. I will show you the doors to knock onto. You will see me high and lifted up. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Praise God. Great. And so, if you want a title for this morning, it's Time to Root, Time to Fruit. Nice little, I like little catchy type. Alliteration and rhyming, my musician side did come out. Okay, time to root, time to fruit. Lord Jesus, I ask today that your spirit will be amongst us and that your word will be so clear. Lord, the time has never been so important as the present. Lord, we want to see your salvation. We want to see you high and lifted up. We want to see all men drawn to yourself. So, Lord, I ask this morning that as I bring your word, as I speak, Lord, I ask that you would speak to every single person in this room. Lord, may your voice be heard. In your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. In the beginning, God, there was no time. Time didn't exist. He was the beginning, the middle, and the end. He's the Alpha and Omega. And that, at one point, let there be light, time began. And from this time, God has always wanted a people for himself. Things went a little bit wrong in the garden. He wiped everything out with Noah, and then people started getting it right. Moses, great time, tabernacle, the law, kings, temples, prophets. And then a man in a fully human form, who was fully God and fully man, a man who was outside of time, came into time. His name was Jesus Christ. And at that cross, so much happened for us. Fully man, the whole nature of God in Jesus Christ. And at some point for our lives, we professed him to be our Lord and Savior in our timeline. And we all have one of these. We got time. And as Kerry kind of spoke to us about, it's not this way. It's this way. We have time. And how we use this time is really important. Because at some point, this sand is going to go to the bottom. This morning, I love that we sang 10,000 Reasons. On that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near, my time has come. Still I will sing your praise unending, 10,000 years and then forevermore. We are always going to sing his praise, but we have time. What I want to speak to us about this morning is our time to root and our time to fruit. Ecclesiastes 3 says that there is a time for everything. Kerry Jones came and spoke to us about the importance of time, that for him at his age, he's very young, okay, that he has feeling now that he is his time is really precious. It's really, really precious. And as I said last week, for me at 32, I feel that my time is really precious. All our time is really precious. And how we use it is very, very, very important. If you've watched the video about the life group that has a meeting this evening, Matthew says in that, he says that is an important time for us as City Church. Going into the east of the city has been something that we've been speaking about and wanting to see for years. But the time is now. The time has come for that. It is a time thing. It is time. And there is a time that is now been set from April to September where we're going to plant a life group in that area. And we will see fruit. And we will see salvation because that's what God has spoken to us about. It is time. We had Todd Pulsifer come and speak to us. And he said this, that for us as a church, he is preparing a fresh new wineskin for what is to come in its time. And he said to us that for us as a church, we're going to go from, can you remember? From good to great. That what we have right here is good. In this timeline, everything that we've got going on right now is good. And I would agree so. This morning, we had a good time in God's presence. Our life groups are good. Our life between each other is good. But God has spoken to us that that's not it. That we're not to be content with that. That we are to go from good to great. And that's going to cost time. Matthew came and spoke to us from Haggai, and in Haggai 2:9 it says, the glory of the latter house will be greater than the first. The aim is to see a house built that represents Christ in totality. There is a shaking, a disturbing that is good to carve away to great. And Todd and Steve have come and spoken to us before about how in Canada they've had to basically disrupt something that's been really good in Canada to make a way to something that is great. And I don't know about you, I keep on hearing through social media about all the great things that are happening over there. Hearing through Connie, I know Archie is out there right now. Things are going great over there. They're planting churches, they're seeing salvation, they're seeing people healed, they're seeing Christ lifted high. And we're going to see that in Coventry. I'm not just saying that because it's a good thing to say. I'm saying that because that is the word of God that has come to this people. Therefore, it is time. This is what Todd said. If you're with him, he came and was with us on a Thursday night. If you weren't, I thought I'd just kind of say this. He said, we are to be a people that are intent in continuing hearing the word of God personally and corporately, putting our efforts, resources, and time in God's adventure as he is revealing to us. There is more to come. That's going to require change, stretching, you and I getting out of our comfort zone, being okay tent living until we have inherited the city that is coming out of heaven. For us, it is time to root and it's time to fruit. It's time to see the things that God has been speaking to us about root things in our lives really established because we are going to see the fruit. This morning, God spoke to us about seeking him and finding him. The hidden gem about that is if you want to find him, you have to seek him. It doesn't kind of just happen, okay? We find him in the seeking, okay? That's what that song was declaring this morning. And so Todd said this to us, and this is really what I'm being really aware of. He said, we need to keep pace. And for us as a community, God is speaking to us. That's great. But he's not speaking to us just so we can go, yay, God's speaking to us. He's speaking to us so we do something. He's speaking to us so we invest our time, our investment, so we will see this city for Christ. We will see him high and lifted up. Today, when the word of the Lord came to us that God is going to reveal doors for us to knock on, we can either go, that was nice. Or we can go, Lord, what doors do you want me to knock on? In all of our situations, that might be in work, that might be in school, that might be in our universities, that might be as simple as your next door. I'm challenged. I've now lived here for 6 weeks and I don't know all my neighbors. Just being very honest, it's a thing that we like to do in the UK. We like to live on a street that no one else knows us. I'm really encouraged that I know a couple of couples in this have put letters through doors and streets and said, hey, if you need us to pray, we live at number X. Come and do it. And guess what? There's been responses. People have said, can you pray for this? Can you see this? Signed anonymous. That's fine. God knows. Like that we have a time as this, whatever those doors are to knock on. And so for us, it's time to root. And there are things that God has been talking to us that I would say are root issues. Are things for us, all the ministry that's come from here in the front has generally from September to now been talking about root issues. So we went through the whole of Colossians together and were asked, is Christ supreme in our lives? It talks about the supremacy of Christ. James Aubrey came and spoke to us about Christ in you. The fullness of God is in Christ. And where does he live? In you. Pause. Mind blown. Right? Okay. Right? That's incredible. That everything is in Christ. The whole nature of God. That we are to put off the world and put on Christ. That how do we speak to each other and how do we speak to the world? Whoever came to speak to us about marriage, about Christ in our homes. That there is diversity that is seen in unity. He was talking about marriage there, but basically if you live with anybody, I know some of you guys live together in a house, you're not married, which is, you know, good, because if you're guys living in a house together, that's a good thing. Like, you know, but if you can still have unity, yeah? That our love is a response to Christ. For us in our marriage, I don't respond to my wife anything else except for my response to Christ. That I love her as I love Christ. That our submission is putting yourself in a place of receiving. That my first calling is to release the glory of my house. Oh, that really got me when Horvath said that. That my first calling as a husband is to release the glory in my house. In my street, where hopefully I know my neighbors. I'm working on that. And Ben came and spoke to us. So there's an area, by the way. So there's a root issue, marriage. And the thing I've been really challenged with, that I've only been here since September, and I could probably take the next year to work out everything that's come. That's going to require time, which has run out here. Ben came and spoke to us about friendship, about dwelling together in unity. Psalm 1:3, where brothers dwell in unity, there I command a blessing. So as we're a people, a community, I love you guys, you're all great. I'm pretty sure that we're pretty much united. So guess what? We're going to be blessed. You can smile, it's okay. It's all right, okay? It's great that we should speak in diverse languages, but one that one another understands. We're all very different. I love that people can walk along the, I can walk along the road with any of you and people can go like, why is he walking along the road with Paul? They don't look the same, except for our hairstyles. Like, you know, like, so, like, we, you know, all of us are very diverse, but we are speaking in the same language. I'm going to just grab this because I don't know if everyone heard it, but actually when Ben was speaking, he prophesied in the middle of his speaking, and I don't know if you all caught it, so I just thought I'd kind of give you it again. He said this, God said, not Ben, I fill you with my spirit so that you speak with power and be understood. The role of the Holy Spirit for us in our lives is, yeah, it's great for us, but for us when we speak out into the world is that we can speak in power and that we can be understood by the world. So for all of us in all of our situations, God is using us, he's empowered us, Christ lives in us. It's a good time. God came and spoke to us. He spoke to us about our twos and our threes. He asked us a question. Who are your twos and your threes? One of my two or three is sitting in the back row. His name's Joshua Jones. We've walked life. We've known each other since we were like Harry's age. But we've walked life together for 20 years. It's a long time. And there's conversations that we've had that none of you will ever know. There's conversations that we have had that have built us up. If you want to know a good hallmark of who somebody is, if they're your two or three, you'll leave their company built up. You'll leave their company speaking about Christ, and you're speaking about the kingdom. They're your twos and your threes. You don't leave thinking, well, I was complaining about that person or everything else. You feel built up. So for me, there are people here that I love spending time with because I come away, number one, really enjoying the beer that we had, honest, and I was built up. What a combination. Or having a great cup of coffee, or going to see a movie and we have conversation and I'm built up. Those relationships involve time. We only have so much of it. It's an investment. And for some of you who are sitting here, yeah, I could write down right now who my two and my three are. Some of you thinking, I don't have a clue. But the question I'll ask you, do you have someone you think, I'd like that person to be my two and three? Can I encourage you this afternoon, text that person and ask them to go out for a coffee? Do it. You need it because when you hit a circumstance in your life, I can tell you this is the truth for Josh and I, hit a circumstance in a life, guess who the person I'm calling first? It was Josh. It's happened many times in our life. Okay? Many times. If you had something that you hit in your life, who would you call? If you can't think of somebody, that's something you really need to invest your time in. I'd actually encourage you, that is probably one of the most important things you need to invest your time in, more than a lot of other things. God came and spoke to us about finance. Ooh, I talked about that word. So finance. Oh, hello. About sowing and reaping. About what we sow our money into, but also about what we sow our time into. Because what we sow, we will also reap. If you want friendship, sow friendship. If you want X, Y, and Z, sow X, Y, and Z. Not A, B, and C. And Pat came and spoke to us about the greatest treasure. You know, we have a taproot that is Christ. If you neglect that taproot, every other root that comes from underneath you is going to be pretty weak. Okay? And that relationship with Christ involves time. And that's time in your week. That's time in your day. Is that that's getting up, spending time with Christ. Or it's maybe later in the year, that it's finding that time to spend with him. Suddenly my week's kind of going, oh, I've got, I'm spending time with Christ. I'm spending time with my friends. I'm spending time for my marriage. Time goes. Yes. Great. Use it wisely. And this has been a real big challenge for me. Because we have our personal walk with Christ, We have our marriages, we have our friends, we have our twos and threes, we have our 12s, disciples, we have like our life groups or our groups we naturally form within our friendship circles, and we have our 72s, which I'm pretty much looking at. Okay? And guess what? We're going to have bigger numbers. And I really believe that God is talking to us about these root areas because he's preparing us for a time. And what Todd came and said to us was, there is planting that will come sooner than we think, ahead of season. So for us, we all need to keep pace. I chose that picture on purpose because we're the bride. She's running through a harvest field. We need to keep pace. We need to keep pace. And so therefore, we've got to know what season we're in. For all of us. Psalm 1 says, how happy is the man who does not follow the advice of the wicked or take the path of sinners or join a group of mockers. Instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction and he meditates on it day and night. That's a lot of time. He is like a tree planted beside streams of water that bears fruit in season, whose wheat leaf does not wither, whatever he does prospers. And we are like trees planted beside a stream of water. We heard this morning about the Spirit. It's like water to us. If we're planted by it, we're going to be fruitful. We're going to be doing pretty well if we are a tree planted in the right place. And we're going to have our fruit in season. Later in Ezekiel 47, it talks again, the vision there comes down, the stream looks back, and there's trees across each bank. And it says there that the trees had fruit for each month, different fruit. And that river went down the Red Sea, salty sea, and changed the sea. You know, for us, we're going into this region of Coventry, and we are going to see change. Therefore, we need to know what season we're in. I think it's really quite funny for us as people in England, because I think we're pretty confused about seasons. 2 weeks ago, roughly, it snowed. Yesterday, I wanted to put shorts on. I was really, really quite confused. Do you know what I mean? Like, our country, our world is very confused about seasons. The problem is that our supermarkets don't help us either, okay? Because I like to cook, and sometimes I'll go into my preferred supermarket of choice. It's a smaller one. And begins with an A. I like it because I can get from one side of the store to the other in three aisles. And I'll go in there and I'm looking for asparagus. And the problem is I can't find asparagus in this certain store because it's not in season. If I go over the road in Cannon Park to a bigger supermarket, it's always there. Because it's been taken out of season from a different country. It's like strawberries. You know, we go, oh, I fancy a strawberry. And then we'll go, oh, it's not as nice as it is when it's summer. Because it's come from Portugal or somewhere. It's not from England. Namely from Somerset, where I hail from. For us, we need to be people who live in season. And we want to be fruitful and be correctly fruitful. My wife got some flowers this week. They look beautiful, but they're cut flowers. And they will die. You know, we don't want to be people who just have fruit that's kind of just been, we like the fruit, we like looking good. We're going to display this fruit, and then it dies. We want to be people, and I love this. This flower opened in my garden yesterday. How beautiful. And I know that that fruit is coming back next year. We want to establish fruit in our lives in the season that it's going to be good and it's going to be reoccurring fruit. If I asked you what season you're in now, are you aware of it and are you being fruitful in it? You might be being fruitful, but producing the wrong fruit because you're unaware of the season you're in. Being very honest, when I was in university, I really wish I had actually invested more in my university life. I was being really fruitful in other areas, and they looked good, but I wish I'd worked harder at university. That was the season I was in, being honest. But God has spoken to all of us about what we are doing now. And therefore, you need to invest in that season. It might be education. It might be business. It might be in different areas. It might be family. And you just got to be fruitful in that season that God's asked us to be. Then we will be ready to be ahead of season. Because if you're unaware of the season you're in, it's going to be really hard to be aware of the season that jumps out ahead of season. And for us, I want us to all be aware of it. And that then making sure that we are producing the right fruit for that season. Because it's time to fruit. This church has got so much fruit in it. It is full of incredible strong trees with amazing fruit. I really mean that. Lottie and I are loving being a part of you. And this, for me, I saw this on holiday and I stared at it in a shop for a while. And it just said, it's okay to not do it all. I'm just going to be with this. So this is an obvious fruit. When I told people from Cardiff that we were moving to Coventry, they asked me why. And do you know why they actually asked me why? It's like, why are you going there? They have the most musicians in the whole country. This has just been really, really honest. Because what they see in me, there's some obvious fruit in my life. My musical skill. But that skill is not the reason why I'm here. That's not the right fruit for this season. Does that make sense? And therefore, you know, God may have spoken to you about something that requires certain fruit in your life that you have, which might mean that you're not using other fruit, even though that's the fruit that people keep on demanding of you and keep on seeing in you. Does that make sense? Okay. And therefore, if you know what season you're in, and you know, therefore, the fruit you need to produce for that season. So what has God spoken to you about? Here's just a side note. As I was preparing, God said this to me. Tonight there is a meeting for an evangelism group going into the east of the city. I'm hoping you've all prayed and considered about whether you're going. Go if God's asked you to go. It's very simple. Now, listen to me carefully. I could go on tonight because I think it's the right thing to do and I kind of want you all to see that I turn up. Just going to be very honest. But if it's not what God's speaking to me about me functioning here, I'm not using this very well. You know, there is a group in this room that will establish that group and will see fruit. There is also the group that will be predominantly in the other life groups that will see fruit in that area. Does that make sense? We all need to be, in this time and season, rooted in the areas God's rooted us to be in and fruitful in what we need to be fruitful in individually because this church is going to grow ahead of season. Therefore, we can't risk this valuable time. So I've had to really ask the Lord if that's where I need to be tonight. Just going to be honest. And so for all of us, ask yourself that question. You might go and come away and think, yes. You might go and think, okay, God, you've asked me to do this. Yeah? I'd encourage you to go regardless because it's exciting. Really exciting. Amazing. I was thinking about you guys as a group, and as I said, there's amazing fruit in here. And we have fruit we need each other. Last week, Paul said, when we come together, everybody has. Let me give you some examples that I thought were really cool, or I just think are great. I think Tony Tuesdays are amazing. Now, Tony has some really important fruit in his ministry. But at this time, Tony's fruit is not possible the way it has been in the past. But because of Amar's fruit and ability, those two collide and create Tony Tuesdays, and thousands of people across the world get to hear Tony's ministry from here. That's amazing. People are blessed and have their lives changed because two trees are doing the right fruit in this season. Isn't that incredible? Like, I was thinking about Chris's testimony last week. He came up and said about the healing that God's done in his life. Praise God. Amazing. And in that testimony, he goes, well, I just, I had these options, and I went, well, I'll just take that one, I have this option. And I sit there, I have to be honest, I was laughing inside. Because I was like, Chris, I don't know if you see this, but you're amazing. Like, you just seek God. The word says, seek his kingdom first and everything else will be sorted out. He is an amazing example of just somebody who seeks the kingdom first. Am I surprised he got the best surgeon in the country? No, because he used his valuable time correctly. If I was him, I would have been on Google going, right, let's have a look at which reviews he's got. Let's have a look at the reviews. Let's check out his LinkedIn. Blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I mean? That would have been wasted time. And he just is an amazing example of a man who just uses his time to invest in the Word of God. Amazing example. I think about some of the guys who have just been added to us. I don't know if you know, this is Jack and Michaela. Hi, say hi. If you don't know them, get to know them. They're amazing. They have so much to give. And think about it, they obviously have fruit that we need. You know, I am here, my wife is here, my son is here, my to-be-born daughter is here, because God, for some reason, thinks that these trees with our fruit need to be in this place for this time. I get excited about that. Not because it's me, just I think, wow, God is bringing together people. Like John's just become Alpha. He's like, you can think, all these guys, I look around the room and I see all of you guys with all of your fruit and I think, it's time. Todd said this a long time ago. He said, there's miracle grow in the soil. And I don't know about when you look at each other, I hope you encourage each other because there is growth here. God is growing so many people here. And I just believe that we are, we're moving forward. I think God spoke so clearly this morning. But I do believe, I was preparing again this morning, Ben said, spoke in a couple of weeks ago about us having even just 5 intelligible words. I believe there was people here this morning that God spoke to, and for some reason you thought, oh, I can't bring it. I can't do it. There's coming. It's time to fruit. You know, for us, there's so much fruit amongst us. It is time to root. It is time to fruit. We have every ingredient we need. This is what Kerry told us. We just need to mix it with faith. We will attain the promises to this body. With patience, we will inherit them. Patience being active patience as we invest our time in the roots, invest our time in fruit. So, what are you actively doing with your time to root? with everything that's been brought to us, what are you actively doing? What season are you in? What's God spoken to you about? What are you actively doing with your time to fruit? What's the fruit in your lives that you might need to invest in? What are you producing? Are you producing the right fruit for this season? It is time to root. It is time to fruit. We need to keep pace because we are going from good to great. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this teaching from City Church Coventry. You can find more great teaching and other resources on our website at www.citychurchcoventry.org.